I want to start this morning by just telling y'all that I love you.
Amen.
And I'm so thankful to be a member of this church.
Amen.
Y'all just don't know what you've done for me, what the Lord done for me in my life by letting me be here, and just thankful for that. I'm not bragging on nobody but God. He just knows how to set things up. I hope everybody's having a good Christmas, been with your family, and enjoy maybe a little bit of relaxing time. As you know, just as quick as this is over with, it's going to be right back to everything in the world all happening at the same time. That's just the world we live in. This got on my heart just not long after he mentioned to me yesterday that he might not be able to be here today. And I wasn't really surprised last night. I left my phone in the car when we went up to Mom and Daddy's to eat. And I thought I might as well go out there and check. And sure enough, he had sent me a text. But I wasn't a bit surprised because I've had this on my heart. And
Amen.
I want to take a little verse for a text this morning in the fourth chapter of Proverbs, and I'll try to keep it short. It's a long ways back there to that clock. I might not be able to see it all, but I've got to worry. I don't like to worry people's patience. I like to just do what the Lord lays on my heart and get done and not bother people. So I'll try my best not to worry your patience this morning. Proverbs 4:7. Proverbs 4:7. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding. Y'all know as well as I know that there's a whole lot going on right now. There's decisions we all have to make in our daily lives. And there's decisions we have to make here at church. Decisions that you just don't want to make. But you can't help it. I mean, when it falls your lot, it's just that what we have to do. So I want to talk about knowledge for just a minute. And then I want to try, with the Lord's help, to talk about understanding and maybe get to wisdom and then possibly say a little about love. I don't know. We'll just see. I ain't never heard this sermon before, so I don't know how it's going to go.
Amen.
Knowledge is just, you get the facts.
Yep.
Information. It's when we are made aware of something. The Lord said his people was destroyed for the lack of it. That's how important it is. So there is knowledge that we need to know about. We need to know what's in that book. And we need to know somewhat about each other here at church. But we need to stop way short of meddling. We don't have to know everything. There's a lot of things we don't need to know. And there's a lot of things out in the world I wished I didn't know. Don't you? And then there's things that come to our attention from time to time that we wish we'd had never heard nothing about. As long as there's been people doing things that you wasn't expecting them to do. I've been one of them. So knowledge is just being aware of something, knowing the facts, getting the information. And then there's something called understanding. And he said, in all thy getting, he said, get understanding.
Amen.
And that's one that I'm afraid we leave out a whole lot of times.
Amen.
I'm going to tell y'all something. How we treat people matters. You know that?
Amen.
A lot of times we got all these rules and regulations and these hard, you know, drop the hammer on this, that, and the other. And we do things a lot of times without any understanding. But I want to tell y'all something. These people do things they ought not do, you know, but, you know, they're real people and they got feelings and it needs to be handled with understanding.
Yeah.
every single time. Because there's people go through things and we're not aware of what they're going through. We don't know why that they do the things that they do. So when it comes time for us to have to talk to anybody, we need to do it with a tender heart. We ain't never supposed to be smart alecks. Especially from this pulpit. The wrath of man does not work the righteousness of God. When people hear us preach, they ought to know that we ain't mad. They need to see our heart the best we can to show them that we're humble. And we don't need to just act humble. We need to be humble. We need to realize that we can't do anything without the Lord's help. A lot of these things you think this is just a waste of time. I'm going to tell you something. There's a lot of these things we forgot about and we moved on to doing other stuff and we left this out. Anytime one of God's people gets in a pulpit, we need to preach the truth in love. And with all the love we can come up with, we have no right to cram anything down anybody's throat. Jesus didn't even do that. We need to be understanding toward people and to be humble and not just so matter of fact about everything. When you're dealing with real people that have feelings, that's going to take what you say and they're going to do something with that, we have to be careful. We still have to do the truth, don't we? No matter what. But we have to do it in the right way. And now we're talking about wisdom, because that's what wisdom is. It's the right application of knowledge with understanding. And I find myself having to make decisions all the time that I have no idea what I'm doing. I don't know how. Anybody that's ever raised a child knows exactly what I'm talking about. We have to have wisdom. And I know where to get it. You don't take that in a pill. You can't go to Walmart and buy none. James said, if you lack wisdom, that you ask for it. That's one of the things that he said he would give us. Amen. And you know what? He said he wouldn't scold us for asking him for it neither. He said he'd give you liberally wisdom. All the wisdom that we need, he'll give it to us. Now you might say, why are you talking about all this? Because I'm going to tell you, this is what's on my heart. I don't know if y'all realize this or not, but there's a lot going on. And we are sitting right on top of a powder keg. We're in many situations that if things are not handled with wisdom, we can mess it all up. This church has been here since I was a senior in high school, I believe, in 1983. Is that right? About 40 years. We don't want that to go down the tubes. I want Hilltop to be here when the Lord comes back. I want her to be here for my grandchildren. And if they get old enough to have kids, I still want her here. There's things that we cannot compromise on, but we have to be humble and wise in how we carry those things out. Part of that is our dealing with other churches. Come to conference. Pray over it. Have y'all ever noticed that it's hard to pray over something when you ain't got a burden? I know how to get one. Just ask him. Boy, he'll give you one. He might give you two. But he does that for a reason. After he gives us a burden, then after he gives me one, I'm thinking, Lord, I can't carry that. Got to have some help. Got to go to him to help him carry that. Maybe he said, take my yoke upon you. Maybe that's why he said that. Because the only way we can pack a burden is with his help. But boy, once he gives you one, you can pray for a situation then. I want y'all to think with me for just a minute. All it would take right now is for somebody to get their feelings hurt. It's for somebody to go over here and say something they ought not say to somebody else. To start a ruckus somewhere or another, to cause a little gossip to be flowering up. I've seen churches split before, and that's one of the ugliest things that I've ever witnessed in my life. Churches that used to love each other. Churches that used to pray together in the altar. That when their children were lost, they piled in around, they helped each other, they took care of each other, and devil got in there and caused a problem. And they split at least two times, if not two or three different ways. We don't want that to ever happen here. The things that we do has to be handled wisely. With love and tender-hearted care toward everybody here. We got to be careful what we say and what we do. And that brings me to my last point, and I'll try to be done. I want to talk about love for just a few minutes. This is church, it's been like this a long time ago. This church has been known for a loving church. What honor. The 13th chapter of Hebrews in the first verse. It says, let brotherly love continue. Been going on now for about 40 years here, ain't it? Brotherly love. I made mention a while ago that I'm thankful that the Lord put me here. I was sitting, well, I started to say right over yonder, but it was right over yonder when everything was all closer together. I didn't think they was ever going to say anything. I think finally Sister Leanne asked that the doors of the church be open, and I knew what I had to do. I'm glad I've got that. Because the Bible says in the 12th chapter of Corinthians that God set the members in the body as it has pleased him. Amen. We don't just join somewhere because we want to be somewhere. We don't leave a church that's having a problem to go to another church just because they're having a problem. We don't run off mad. We don't join somewhere because their family's over there. We don't join somewhere because there's some benefit to us financially. The only reason that I know that we need to join the church is because you're sitting back there, boy, and you feel it. Amen. Boom, 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 just on and on. That's when the Lord wants you there. Amen. You've heard our pastor say it many times, and this church stands on, follow the Lord. Amen. I'm thankful that I've got that little thing there. You know, Lord, the Lord, I knew he wanted me here. I hope you've got that. Because it's something we can stand on. It's one of them times in our life that the Lord had a use for you, you know, and he put you somewhere. I didn't grow up hugging and all that stuff. We just didn't do that stuff. I love my mama, but I can't remember five times in my life that we just didn't do that stuff. I knew they loved me. They showed me they loved me. But at Rocky Mountain, we didn't grow up hugging on everybody. So you come to this church, you know, and it's like, that's culture shock. I didn't grow up telling everybody that I loved them. And after Brad told me about 2,000 or 3,000 times, I kind of got the hang of it. And everybody else here tells each other they love each other a lot of times too. It kind of gets a little easier along the way. Not because you had anything against it, it ain't comfortable to start with. But you start practicing that and it starts getting comfortable. You remember that love letter that y'all sent each other? Don't have to be the last time you do that. Let brotherly love continue. Let it keep going. Don't do nothing to stop it. And most of the time when you see love in the Bible, it's a verb. I don't remember too much from school, but I remember that a verb means it has some doing something to it. It wasn't just a feeling. You love somebody whether you're feeling it or not. You want me to prove that to you? I love him, but I don't always feel him. I don't know how he feels about me, but I know he loves me. And sometimes you have to do some pretty hard things when you love somebody. I remember years ago, there was a man that started preaching. And he was a little too bold. As a matter of fact, he was just plain old a smart aleck. And a fella by the name of Walter Andrews came to him one day and he said, Marty, you're too hard. And I believed him. That man was me. I was the one. I was doing about it wrong. I wasn't humble enough. I lost just about everything in my life that meant anything to me. And I made up my mind, when I start this back, I'm going to be humble from now on. Amen. I asked the Lord why. I couldn't understand why he would call somebody like me to preach. I didn't understand it, and I still don't altogether, but he finally let me know. I know what it's like to be out in the world and be a saved person. I know what it's like to be where I shouldn't be and out of his will. That's how I got this job to start with. I said, if you get me out of this, I'll do anything you want me to do, boy. And he was all over me before I could roll over in the bed. He finally let me know. Why? He says, because you understand. And you know what came along with that? Is I better not catch you looking down on nobody and judging nobody. And I'm thankful that we're in a church that loves people. Amen. Yes, they're patient. I know there's coming a time that you have to do something. But I thank y'all for being patient with people. The reason that they do the things that they do, there's understanding behind it. We got a dear sister right now. I want her to come back so bad I can't stand it. But we can't make her come back. But we can sure pray for her. Let brotherly love continue. Keep loving on one another. Keep hugging each other. Keep doing what my brother Brad does. Amen. You know what's going to happen to us if we quit loving each other, don't you?
Yeah.
We'll die. We'll die. Y'all just bless me when I see somebody sick and y'all all just pitch in. Take them food. What an example y'all set to me. And I appreciate it. If you're a new member of this church, boy, I'm going to tell you, if this bunch don't change, y'all fix to be some blessed individuals. Because they'll treat you right. You know, we're one of them churches that when somebody stands up and makes a talk, you know, then they form a great big line all down through here, shaking hands with them and hugging them and all that. And there's a lot of people would say, that's just wasting time. Let's get on with it. That ain't a waste of time. Do you know how hard it is to stand up and apologize to a church? Do you know what all you have to reach down in there and get a hold of just to get enough strength in your legs to stand up and admit something you've done in front of everybody?
Yeah.
That's tough. Yeah. I know from experience.
Yeah.
Can you imagine what that would be like if you stood up and done that and everybody just sat there like, man, I'd have never done nothing like that. That guy, he's just, might not say it out loud, but he's just too sorry. No. You know how good it makes you feel when they form that big line and they take turns loving on you? That's wisdom. They got knowledge of what you've done. They had understanding because they love you. And they put that in practice and they was wise enough to know that we better restore this one.
Amen.
In the spirit of meekness, because you know what? It might be me that falls the next time. We got something special here.
Amen.
And I can tell you what that something special is. His name is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And we don't want to do nothing to offend him and where he's not welcome in his own house.
Amen.
And the first way to do that is to quit loving. Thank y'all for listening. I love y'all. If you're here and lost today, it'd be a good time to get saved. And I want y'all to know something. When we get passionate in the Lord, we're not mad at you. We can be bold and passionate and be humble at the same time. We just want you to be saved. We can't help sometimes getting a little frustrated because you ain't been yet, because we want it so bad. But we ain't mad. We just love you. We want you to get the real deal down in here.
Amen.
Let's have a song, brother. You don't know the Lord today? Come to this altar or bow down wherever you want to. We'll talk to him together, but it'll be your prayer that gets it done.